Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. And it's always a dream come true for us when we have Alan Friedman on the show. Alan is the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and I have my 19.1 version in front of me, and that's an outstanding resource. It's been around for a long time. Millions, maybe perhaps hundreds of millions of people benefit from this outstanding resource. It's a way of, if you want to know about the definitions and understand a little bit more about technology terminology, then you're going to want to go to Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and that's where you'll find Alan Friedman. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back as always. Alan, let's talk about security for a little bit, and the reason I've got that on my mind, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've been moderating some panels and emceeing some conferences for IBM on security. I've been going around the country helping them out, helping them introduce some security issues to some of their customers and prospects, and listening to these experts. And I've listened, I've heard several, I'm talking about world-class people who, you know, maybe they're in a group of four or five in the world who know as much as they know about wireless security or ethical hacking or whatever it might be, all the different issues. The security is becoming an industry unto itself, isn't it?
It certainly has.
And so, and when we talk about security, folks, we're talking about securing your computers, securing your information, securing your stuff, your intellectual property from someone who would come in and either cause you harm for malicious purposes, just to wreak havoc with you, or maybe to steal your stuff. That kind of security is what we're talking about. And Alan, it's been fascinating to me to learn what those guys know, and sort of the whole environment around security, providing security for our computers.
Well, you also have to understand, as you said, a very important part, and that is a huge business, and they do like to promote the fear aspect, because the greater bulk of the viruses that are out there are not designed to steal your data. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It does happen. But for the millions of people out there that are getting viruses all the time, that's just to have fun.
No. Yeah, right. Have fun at your expense. No. The interesting thing has been, I've heard a number of FBI agents speak about real cases. And you're exactly right. The average consumer out there, no one's going to try to get into their computer and steal stuff. But they will send you things that might shut your computer down or use your computer as a zombie, use it as a slave for some of their other nefarious purposes, right?
That's true. That is very true.
And so that's one of the ways. And they talked about netbots. You know what a netbot is?
A netbot.
Yeah. This is a fairly new term that they're using. And it's basically where your computer, they get to your computer and they don't care. I mean, you could have nothing on your hard drive that they want. You could have no information that they care about. Your life is not interesting enough to them. But they would like to have your processing power and control of your hard drive and your ability to communicate outside with other people. And they string your, as I understand it, they literally string your computer along with other computers to create a network of basically robots.
Well, that's similar to the zombie effect.
Exactly. But it seems to be a little more sophisticated because they have the new name now. It's called NetBots. But the point is that there are people out there, and what security is morphing from, Alan, it seems to me, is it's morphing from just somebody doing something malicious to actually becoming an industry. It's a huge industry.
Well, there's so many aspects to it. I mean, look at all of the phishing schemes that are out there where they pretend that we happen to have lost your social security number.
Right.
Would you please enter it? I don't know.
They're trying to steal your identity.
Aware of that. You know, you've got to get on a basic level where you just start being aware of some of those things, because those you can do something with. A lot of these viruses you can't.
Well, that's exactly right. But the thing is, you and I both know that these phishing scams are incredible. They're getting more and more compelling. I mean, folks, I'm pretty savvy about these things, and I got to admit, I have actually almost pushed a button. I thought it literally was a company I did business with, and I just kept checking on it, and I found out that it wasn't. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with Alan Friedman. We've got more to talk about on this issue of security. Are you secure? 2012. Stay with us. We're back at 1710. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And when you get a chance, I hope you'll check out my website at www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. If you have already, you're a happy camper, aren't you? Comes by email on Sunday, every Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog. It's a multimedia blog. It's not like any other blog I think you've seen lately, and I hope you'll check that out and take advantage of it. And thank you to all of you who have made this month a record month for everything on our site. Our visits, pages, page views, the blog. You were using the heck out of our blog, subscribers. Thank you to all of you who've done that. And it makes me very happy because, as you know, everything is free. Except the books. We ask you to pay for those. Everything is free, and it's all there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Alan Friedman is one of the people who helps us do that. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust and editor-in-chief of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And, Alan, we're talking about security and Internet security, online security. And
Jim, here's the thing I think people have to be aware of is that on the web, anybody, you or I, can take Citibank. You can go to Citibank's website or any bank or any place whatsoever, Sears, anything, and you can copy that website. You can copy everything that's there, and all you have to do is change a few things, and it will look as authentic as any other site on the web.
That's exactly right.
So it is, the Internet has leveled the playing field, and a lot of people don't realize.
Good guys and bad guys.
Absolutely. You can look like the largest company in the world and then be a mom-and-pop shop. And you can look exactly like the person you're trying to do a phishing scam for, you know. So you say you send an email to somebody and say we missed your account. The bottom line is this: people have got to all over the country recognize that nobody's going to call you up and ask you for your Social Security
or send you an email and ask you for it.
Right. Either
or, way. Or give you free chocolate or free whatever the thing is to get you to take a survey.
Absolutely.
Folks, don't do those things. Stay away. Look, there isn't one single legitimate, whatever it is that you're compelled to click through to, there isn't one legitimate example except for the people that you absolutely know. For example, Alan, there are companies who I've given permission to let me know when certain things become available, if they have a sale or whatever, and I know who they are. I know the purpose of the email, and it's not to get me to take a survey or whatever. It's literally to send me to their catalog. I recognize the website, and it's you might do something like that, but only someone you know very well.
Absolutely.
Yep. Your bank is not going to ask you for information. And neither is eBay. eBay or PayPal, they're not going to do that. But, Alan, let's talk about some of the things that people can do to protect themselves from. I mean, if you link through on a phishing scam, that's, by the way, that's phishing, folks. If you link through on something like that, you just kind of went, you just did a dumb thing, really.
Correct.
But viruses and worms and things like that, those are things that can get through without you doing anything wrong. Except not protecting yourself.
Well, everybody has got to have antivirus. I mean, as soon as you buy a computer...
Say that again. Say that.
Everybody.
I know that sounds simple, but say it again.
I know it is simple, but it's amazing how many people don't.
Say it again.
You have to have an antivirus program.
Everybody has to have antivirus.
You could also switch to Firefox from Internet Explorer, and that will help somewhat.
That's the open source...
That's the open source browser that hackers... they like that because it's not the big company. It's the... the freewheeling open source community.
Right, right. But now, see, there are two kinds of hackers. They're the kind that just want to play with you and cause you, you know, they enjoy the idea that maybe they messed with your mind a little bit. And then they're the kind who actually want to go in and get your Social Security number or your information, whatever it might be.
That's
the industry of all this.
That is true. But you have to have, I mean, anybody, any home user, any small business has got to have a firewall established, preferably in the router, not necessarily in each individual machine. Because
we have a mechanical, the router basically is a mechanical firewall, isn't it?
Well, it's a central point. That's
yeah, but I mean,
where everything
I mean mechanically,
comes in.
Mechanically, isn't the router a firewall?
No, a router just routes you out to the internet. Routers
well, it's my understanding,
do not have to have firewalls.
I was told that my router is a mechanical firewall.
Well, it's a firewall in the sense that the addresses inside your network are private to the world. It's the
right.
first line of defense.
Right. But then I also have electronic software firewall through McAfee.
That's right. But you have
we use Norton. We use Norton and McAfee in this office, actually.
In each machine.
Right, each machine, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
But you could also have a firewall router where it literally says firewall router, and you adjust the router in your firewall. And what it does is, most importantly, it does something called stateful inspection. It says, we're only going to let in what you requested.
Mm-hmm.
So when any request goes out, any query to the internet for a web page goes out, it allows that site to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Something coming back in, something saying, hey, I want to talk to you, you have to tell it beforehand, this is the kind of thing I will allow in, otherwise don't.
Right.
That's very important. Firewall routers are very, I won't say more effective, and in fact, many companies have firewall routers, and they have firewalls, personal firewalls, in every client, just as double protection.
Sometimes that can
conflict.
One of the things that's happening, though, Alan, and I will talk about this when we come back, some of the security levels are so high, some of the capability is so significant, that it almost has a potential to make you unproductive. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Alan Friedman is our guest.
See you later, alligator. After a while. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Alan Friedman. And ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to check out Alan's website and to consider subscribing to his service, Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, to subscribe to the capability that he offers. And Alan, tell us how to do that, please.
www.computerlanguage.com.
Computerlanguage.com. Also, the Desktop Encyclopedia is part of my website. And Alan, we thank you for making that available on our website.
Wow.
Folks, you can check that out on our homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Can we still buy your book? Is your book still out there?
No, books are someday will be resurrected. We're going to probably do print on demand. But
I miss your books.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do. A lot of people have asked for it. So one of these days we're going to resurrect it as a print on demand. But the bottom line is that you just can't keep up to date in a book. And
I'm so happy, though, to be a proud owner of the Internet Glossary and Quick Reference Guide. This is a classic, isn't it?
They're all becoming classics.
Oh, yeah. No, this one goes back. How old is this thing? What's the age of this thing?
Oh, I don't know now.
Let me see which one this is. Let me see which one this
is. I forget the copyright right now.
I'm trying to find the copyright here, folks. But, Alan, while I'm looking for that, one of the things, 1998, the copyright on this thing, 1998. Alan, one of the things I've noticed is that the more I'm being assaulted with viruses and pups and worms and everything else, which I am, I see it happening all the time. The more my security systems are doing a good job of keeping them out, the more interruptions it causes me.
Mm-hmm.
And also the more I set up my email security so that it prevents me from having things that I don't want. It also sometimes prevents me from getting the things that I do want. And this is happening with my partners as well. We've had a rash of things happen lately As you know, I have a syndicated column that we send out once a week out to newspapers across the country. More and more of them are sending me back notes saying, hey, I didn't receive your attachment. And what happened was their firewall stripped it out.
That's
their
correct.
Security system stripped it out, even though I've been sending them attachments for years. So sometimes our security systems are getting so diligent and so effective, it's making us unproductive. What do we do about that?
Well, you have to be very careful. Sometimes those attachments are just a matter of limitations. An attachment file over a certain amount is just automatically discarded.
Right.
There isn't much you can do about it. You have to protect yourself. And there are some things for example, let me give you one example where you can't set your security too high. You've heard of cookies.
Tell us what that is.
A cookie is just data that is put into your computer by the website. And it's done very often just temporarily to keep track of you. For example, if you're in a shopping cart, especially when you're doing shopping, and you add something to your shopping cart, and then you go off to another page, you go to another site, you go off that for a moment, and you want to come back and continue shopping, the cookie in your computer is telling the website, this is your session temporarily for now, and that's how you get back to where you were. Without mm-hmm. that, if you walked away, if you went to another page, you'd have to start the whole process over again.
Right.
If you set
your shopping cart wouldn't be as you left it.
That's correct. So if you set security too high and you disable cookies, as some people have done because they're just a little bit too paranoid about it, you essentially cut yourself off from the whole web experience.
Right. Now, one of the things my system allows me to do is accept or not accept cookies.
Yes, but you can accept first-party cookies, the ones that are put there by the sites you're going to.
Yeah.
That's what you can accept. The third-party cookies, which are coming from anywhere, you don't accept.
Right.
And they don't even mention those terms so much, but it's setting going from high security to medium security.
Right. So,
okay.
Alan, 30 seconds. Make some sense of all this for us.
You want me to make sense of the whole network security
business?
Yeah,
in 30 seconds.
I'll tell you what the best thing you can do is not to be too upset about the whole thing. You got to take it seriously, but you can't be too paranoid about it.
You got to cross the street, don't you? Even though there is traffic.
That's correct. I mean, that's the whole thing.
You got to live your life. You got to fly in airplanes, even though some of them come down every once in a while.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. But you got to use your head and take reasonable diligence in protecting yourself. And folks, that's with basic security systems like offered by McAfee, like offered by Norton, and some of the others. Alan, give us a website again, please.
Computerlanguage.com.
Alan, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
And be sure to tell Irma hi.
I will do.
Gotta go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.